Good morning, the exotic set. This is Kiri speaking. Yeah, good. Thank you. Sorry, I didn't catch who I was speaking to. Leah. Oh, hi, Leah. How can I help you? Yes, it is. Sorry, I didn't catch. I've got a lot of noise going in the background. What were you wanting to have done? Yes, yeah, no, definitely. We do a blood DNA sexing. We don't have surgical sexing here, but blood DNA sexing. Were you wanting a health check done as well, or were you just requiring the DNA? Yep. Yeah. Yeah, no, we can definitely do it. Yeah, okay. So no, we can definitely have a look and see what's going on there. That one can be quite an in-depth issue. If it is self-traumatizing, it can be a number of different issues going on there. So we'll do a health check and potentially some blood work as well, just to see what the internal health's doing, to see if that's an issue, and then take it from there. But yeah, we can definitely do that as well. Yeah, certainly. Yeah, certainly. So if it's a, like, first of all, what we'll do is do a medical consult first. If it turns out that it's purely a behavioural thing that could be causing the stress, then we may get you back in to do a behavioural type consult. But what we'll do first initially is the medical consult. So you'd be looking at 170 for the consultation, plus or minus any blood work, depending on what the doctor wants to do. Now, that can vary depending on what tests they want to run, but it can be up to around about the $200-$300 mark for the blood test. Plus or minus medication if it is indicated, or treatment if we have self-harmed and caused a wound. The Quaker. Yeah, so if we're doing the consult at the same time as the other one, we can do an additional PET consult. So that does come down from 170 to 135 for the second PET consult. The DNA sexing, it does take 2 to 4 weeks to get those results back through, but we just take a drop of blood and then send that off, and you'll be looking at $66 for that. No, from the jugular. So we do from the jugular, just a sterile drop of blood from the jugular there. And it's a bit more accurate that way, because you can get feather dust and stuff on the nail, and it's painful to trim a nail too short. So yeah, this one here is definitely. Yeah, certainly. Yeah. Yeah, so the two consults and the DNA sexing, you'd be looking at about $370 if we need to do blood work or special stains on their feces, just to check to make sure that there's no bad bacteria in their gut. We might need to do a gram stain, which is about $50 each for them, depending if they live together. I'm assuming they don't live together, these guys. No. Yeah, so we'd do two separate gram stains there, and then plus or minus blood work. So as I said, it does vary depending on what the doctor would like to do, if they want to do blood work, but more than likely they would probably want to do that. Ugh. Well, it's about... Yeah, it's three 370 just for the consults and the DNA sexing. But yeah, if we're looking at blood work and any medications, gram stains and things like that, that will add up. So yeah, blood work, you could probably be looking at a couple of $100 for that alone. So yeah, you could be looking up around about, you know, the $600-$700 mark if you're doing blood work to send off for the cockatiel that's causing self-harm. Yeah. Yeah, sure. Now, would you be bringing them in together, would you? Or, yeah, okay. Let me have a look here. We're just down to one vet as of today. Our other vet's going to be off having some surgery done. So we are limited space to get them in together, unfortunately. Now, with the cockatiel that's causing harm, have we caused any wounds, or is it just like a feather plucking type issue? Or yeah. 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 Wingtips, yeah. So like we definitely have a time to do the single appointments. I just don't have enough time to do the double appointment for both of them. That's why I was just trying to find out how bad the cockatiel was. I could definitely get the cockatiel in this afternoon. I do have an appointment at 3:50. Certainly. Well, yeah. Yeah, I could do Tuesday next week. I could definitely do Tuesday afternoon. I can do the double appointment at this stage. Yeah. Did you want to book it in, or do you want to just have a think about it first? Yep, sure. Yeah. Yeah. We'll have a chat and then give us a call. As I said, we are down to limited vets, so that appointment will book up quickly. But, give us a call and we'll try and make it work, whatever you can do. Not a problem. Okay, thank you. Bye.